We still don't know how much insurance will cost in the new marketplace. And a couple of 20-somethings in downtown Dallas say they're still in the dark about the whole deal. Brian Dennison and Michelle Rojas say they haven't even heard about it.
I have not, no. But I don't have a TV or cable. I'm stuck on Hulu and Netflix.
I don't watch TV. I don't listen to the radio, unfortunately. But, I mean, via Facebook post, I know that a lot of people are upset.
55-year-old Richard Biggs is not upset, but as he drinks coffee at Belo Garden, he does have concerns. What he does understand is that Obamacare makes health insurance like car insurance. Gotta have it or you get fined.
Now, if those that cannot afford to pay for a car auto insurance, how are they going to pay a fine on health care?
So we decided to put that and other questions to Marjorie Petty, Federal Health and Human Services Director for Texas. The marketplace will serve people that make the poverty level up to four times that much, and for a family of four, that's between $24,000 and $94,000 a year.
A person can go online and look at a grid that lists all the Texas insurance companies, and they can be assured that everyone is offering the same 10 essential health benefits. And they can compare the premium choices that they have. They can also look and say, well, I would rather pay a higher deductible and have lower premiums, or just the opposite, depending on what their individual health care situation is. And then there will be information on how much that premium would be, depending on one of the four levels that the consumer might pick.
How are the prices determined?
The price to the consumer will be influenced by the amount of their income. So as you go into the marketplace on the computer and you enter your income and work through the questions on the application, it will basically be able to tell you how much of a subsidy you're eligible for. The lower your income, the higher the subsidy that will be available in order to help purchase insurance. And for those people actually that fall below that 100% of poverty, they would not be required to have insurance. They can get a waiver because of the affordability.
What's the biggest challenge getting the word out about these marketplaces and educating people?
The biggest challenge really is the 18 to 34-year-old. And the reality of it is it's that group that actually has the highest incident of accidental injuries and death. So it's very important for young people to recognize how they can unexpectedly be affected by the need for health insurance and health care coverage.
The big question, premium prices. We won't find that out until October 1st. Petty points out there will be trained navigators to help people through the process at healthcare.gov or at a toll-free call center. BJ Austin, KERA News.